All right, we go to my go-to man on many legal matters, and he's a clarifier himself, senior editor at National Review, former federal prosecutor Andrew McCarthy. Andy McCarthy, you have a very important piece in National Review, as always. Let's just review a few things, if I may, with you, and obviously welcome to the show.
Thanks so much, Dennis. Great to be with you, as always.
That's very kind. It must be great to be with me because you are so often. So unless you're a masochist, I have to say. Maybe,
I've been accused of worse, but in this
okay, fair
I'm
enough.
To be with you.
Thank you again. All right, so let's understand something. First of all, I'm going to ask you on a human level, and I know I don't have to tell you, but I still feel I do. Don't answer what you think I want to hear, just what you believe. My heart breaks for Michael Flynn. Am I a little too soft-hearted, or is it apropos here?
I think it's very hard not to feel for Flynn, who heroically served this country, and I think got himself caught up in, something of a meat grinder that perhaps he wasn't prepared for. Which I don't mean to demean his military and intelligence experience, but I think even people who are familiar with Washington think the climate in Washington today is something they're not prepared for. It's hard to feel for someone too much when we live in a country where we have the privilege where they don't have in much of the world to tell the police, I don't want to speak to you. That, you know, if you do choose to speak, you have to speak honestly. And I would have said up until the moment he pled, Dennis, that all of the reporting and all of the sounds coming out of the Washington, the law enforcement agencies, et cetera, at the time that he was interviewed by the FBI indicated that they judged that he tried to be honest with them, even if he may not have had complete recollection of all the details they wanted to talk to him about, and he did speak to them voluntarily. Unfortunately, now he's pled, so I guess all that goes out the window because he's basically admitted in open court that he gave misinformation intentionally to the FBI. So,
Michael Flynn spoke on the phone with the Russian ambassador in late December of last year. This is obviously after the election, but prior to Donald Trump assuming the presidency. He was asked about this and denied that he did it. Is that accurate?
No, Dennis. What he denied or what he is said to have misrepresented is part of the substance of two sets of communications with Sergei Kislyak, who is the Russian ambassador, in December. The first set involved the Obama administration's sort of orchestration of that UN resolution condemning Israel on the settlements. The incoming Trump administration tried to undo that by having Flynn reach out to representatives of the governments who were on the Security Council to try to get them to either vote against the resolution or delay the vote until Trump came into office. So there's one series of misstatements that Flynn's accused of not revealing that part of the conversation accurately to the FBI. And then the second one is a week later, after Obama issued the sanctions connected to Russia's meddling in the 2016 election. And the issue there is whether he discussed the sanctions with the Russian ambassador or not, and what the Russian ambassador's, whether he accurately reported what the Russian ambassador's reaction was.
Very clear to me. So is the reason he would try to mislead the FBI that what he did was illegal under the Logan Act?
I think that's a big part of it. I think, Dennis, what happened, I think his motive is both legal and political. on the legal end, even though, you know, in cold hindsight, looking at it, especially if you have, you know, some background in criminal law enforcement and the Constitution, the Logan Act is not a viable vehicle to prosecute someone. But that doesn't mean Flynn or the people knew that at the time. And the Washington Post, for example, was reporting back then that the Trump or that the Obama Justice Department and the holdovers from the Obama Justice Department were investigating Flynn on potential Logan Act violations. So they may have had reason to think it was significant.
Just explain the Logan Act in a sentence for my listeners.
Yes, it prevents it purports to prohibit Americans, private citizens, from freelancing in foreign policy, particularly in a way that undermines the sitting government.
Okay. Right.
So the other, I think the political motivation is because, especially with the sanctions, because the Democrats and the Obama administration at that time were promoting this storyline that the 2016 election had been stolen from Mrs. Clinton by Russian espionage that the Trump campaign may have had some participation in. It became politically explosive for Flynn to have been having any substantive conversations with the Russian ambassador, even if they were completely innocent.
All right, two immediate questions. First, was Michael Flynn just not aware of the fact that all of these conversations with a Russian ambassador are recorded?
It's hard to believe that that could be true, because Flynn, in addition to having been a 30-year military officer,
was in defense
intelligence. Also the head of the defense intelligence.
Yes. So right. So how do you then? How did he think he'd get away with it?
You know, it's hard to get inside someone's head.
Okay.
Like
all right.
That.
Fair enough. That's fair.
You know, especially okay. When there, you know, Comey apparently told, according to the Wall Street Journal, Comey when he was still FBI director, told the House Intelligence Committee that the agents who interviewed Flynn believed he was credible.
Right, but they had their own backup with the recording.
Right, and what they're saying is when they actually interviewed him. And
right, I understand. Okay, so what do you think he feared? I asked you that earlier. Do you think he? Oh yeah, you answered me. I was saying he might have feared that had he told them the truth, he would be prosecuted under the Logan Act. To which you responded, nobody gets prosecuted under the Logan Act.
Yes, but that he may not have known.
Yes, okay. All right, so now your thesis right now is that the collusion thing is pretty much dead and that Mueller is going after something bigger.
Correct. If the collusion thing if there was anything to it, there would probably be nothing bigger than that, right, because it would be involvement in Russian espionage. But I think what Mueller is going after is obstruction of justice. It's pretty clear there is no collusion case. Mueller's now brought three sets of charges, two of them against major figures in the campaign, and there's not a hint of anything about the 2016 election conspiracy with Russia. But I think what this has always been about is Mueller's had an eye toward impeachment. He's not going to obviously bring an indictment against the president because the president has ways of preventing that from happening. And Mueller's a smart guy. He knows that. But, you know, there's precedent in the Clinton case and in the Nixon case for using obstruction in constructing articles of impeachment. So I think that's where they've been going all along.